Hola, what's good, good people? It's Alicia Christine. I want to thank you all for tuning in. This is the pilot episode of my podcast. I want to thank you all for embarking this journey with me. All right, please forgive me if I sound nervous. I am nervous as hell, but it's cool. We're going to get through it. All right, now I want to make sure everyone is in their most comfortable and relaxed state of mind. I want to make sure everyone's reception is clear, because we will be getting into some interesting and very juicy topics, all right? So, again, I want to thank you all. And just remember, everything is up for your own interpretation, all right? So, thank you. Peace and love. Hola, what's good, good people? It's Alicia Christine. I'm sitting here with my longtime friend, Mikayla.
Hey.
All right.
It's the end of my life, because it gets that difficult. Not that the kids are difficult, it's the fact that you know you're by yourself and you got this struggle. And mm-hmm. even though other women are going through it, but it's your own unique struggle. Mm-hmm. The stories are the same, but everybody held it differently.
Right. Hola, what's good, good people? It's Alicia Christine. All right. Thank you all for tuning in to The Fruit of Love. I'm sitting here with my longtime friend, Mikayla.
Hey.
All right, we're over here eating oranges, and that is the fruit of the day. All right, and it's really interesting that we are eating oranges because the color orange is for the sacral chakra, which we're going to kind of get into with the idea and concept of motherhood. All right, so Mikayla just had a baby. How old is he?
3 months.
3 months. My era essence, she is 8 months. All right, so we're over here, you know, just connecting and talking, especially with being new mothers. I also have my mom over here. Do you want to say hi?
Hello.
And she had 4 children of her own, so she's kind of the OG of the motherhood gang. All right, so, yeah. So let's just go ahead and get straight into it. We want to share our experiences and mostly kind of just talk about motherhood and then also single motherhood, because Mikayla and I both have 2 different experiences. All right, so Mikayla, how has it been?
It's had its highs and lows. The beginning, it was rough. Very, very tired. I still am very, very tired.
Right?
But, you know, when it gets rough, you just do that smile, and it's just like, oh, my little booka-booka. You know, sometimes after work, you know, you want to relax, but then you have this baby that misses you, and you miss mm-hmm. him. You miss him too. It's just, you know, it'd be nice if there was someone that could just help a little bit.
Just help a little bit, yeah. Ease the stress, or, you know, ease everything.
Yeah, you know, everyone needs to wind down, but, you know, sometimes you just gotta make do with the do.
Yeah. So, do you feel like you went through postpartum at all, or going through postpartum?
I feel like I didn't have time for postpartum, honestly.
So, to think about it.
I mean, in my head, yeah, it was like a war zone in my head, but I had to really keep it to myself. You know, I may cry here and there, but mm-hmm. I didn't really have time for that.
Okay, know? Right.
Life goes on, baby needs you, mm-hmm. gotta get in where you fit in.
Right. So do you think postpartum is a thing?
I think it's a thing if you want it to be a thing.
Okay.
I mean, if you have maybe more help and you're able to get away, maybe you have more time to be in your head. Mm-hmm. But if you don't and you're on a tight schedule, it's kind of hard to allow yourself to constantly be depressed.
Right. So with
in not, my opinion.
Right. So with not thinking about it, do you still feel like
you're not being affected. So just because you don't have time to think about it.
Well, I would say what my good friend Alicia would say, mind over matter.
Mind over matter. Oh my gosh. No, really though. All right, yeah. So yeah.
But I don't want, you know, other women to be like, it's a thing. I'm really, you know, mm-hmm. I'm not saying you can't be defective. Right. But, you know, when you...
Yeah. Dang, you see, know. I realized it wasn't till I kind of got out of a funk that I realized. I'm like, oh, what was that? Like, was that postpartum depression? Or, like, was I about to slip away or something? Because... I remember the first shower I took after I had Era. I cried like it was like a new experience for me. I don't know. It was my first shower I had not being pregnant, which I remember being pregnant. I'm like, I can't wait to take a shower not pregnant. But it was also the first time I was away from her. So I wasn't actually looking at her. So I was in the shower by myself without her. I was so emotional, but then like in that shower, I was reflecting over everything I just went through, because I didn't take a shower for like 2 or 3 days after I had her while I was in the hospital. But you know, I was recovering, plus I'm trying to like feed her, and then in that shower I was just crying, because I'm just like, I just went through this crazy experience, and I don't know. I was just like, how, why? Like, I wasn't ready for all this, and now here I am. But I was still in the hospital for a long time. Yeah. I was in the hospital for 10 days, so. Yeah. That, it was the hospital that made more things more depressing. But, yeah.
I feel like every person's experience is different. Mm-hmm. Because, like, when he first came out, I didn't feel a connection right away. Mm-hmm. I felt really detached. Mm-hmm. And then when I brought him home, I told my mom, I was like, I don't think he loves me. So then I smother him. And now 3 months later, he can't get enough with me.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's different.
So, and yeah, because even that feeling, most people would classify that as, like, a postpartum,
not being attached right away. Mm-hmm. Was it at the towards the end of my pregnancy? I was alone.
Alone. Okay.
Yeah. So.
So. Okay. So that probably.
Like in the beginning, I did feel attached, but I felt like my happiness was relying on my child's father and our relationship. Mm-hmm. And then when that was no longer, I just felt like, oh my god, this is ridiculous. Make sure you do it right too.